Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Pod Diva.
Hello, I'm Rachel Shelley and you're listening to Pod Diva. If you're an LGBTQIA plus woman or non-binary person, this is your weekly podcast. Every Wednesday, we deliver a new interview with some of your favourite LGBTQIA people from all walks of life. All this in association with Diva Magazine, which is the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA plus women and non-binary people. This week, the fiercely fantastic vocalist Grace Gosted talks to Pod Diva's Nick Krasara about their pathway into music, their upcoming releases, and their sexuality journey. Grace gets candid about being outed in high school, sharing a powerful message against people having control over their narrative taken away from them. Tune in to hear more about the amazing Black Box Project. That's blkbxproject.org. which is full of resources to help young people who may be struggling with mental health or identity issues. And when you finish listening, go out and grab yourself a copy of Diva Magazine and read more.
Pod Diva.
Hello, how are you? Just apologies in advance. I've had the flu for like 5 or 6 days now. So if my voice is cracking or coughing, just you'll have to excuse me. But I've been pretty sick.
Oh, no. Oh, I hope you feel better soon. And thank you for still speaking with us despite being ill.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I didn't want to cancel, but I just definitely have been sick, but thank you.
Before we get started, can I just double check what labels you use for your gender and sexuality?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a same-sex relationship, and I would consider myself probably pretty just fluid all around, both in terms of sexuality and gender. I use they-them pronouns. I feel like I'm a pretty just like open person. I try to stay away from labels, and I know that that's a big part of the brief on Diva, and I get that that's a part of it, but just for me personally, I do try to stay away from them.
Yeah, no worries. So no need to label yourself. You mentioned being in a relationship, Ben, and Divas do love a queer love story. Am I right in believing that you're in a relationship with Katie Kelly?
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing. I love the photos of you both together. Would you be comfortable like telling us a bit about like your relationship or how you met or anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. I met Katie on the set of a music video that I was filming for my first album, Black Box. She was actually cast to play a mean girl in the video. And during sort of the 2-3 weeks that we were on set filming all those Black Box music videos, Katie and I had this like whole little relationship that was budding. We were hanging out all the time after set and after working. And by the end of the project, when it was time, you know, she's from Texas. And so when it was time for her to go back to Texas, I was like, you know, you got to come back. You should stay here for like a month over the summer. And long story short, she came back and pretty much never left. We've been together ever since. And it was a very, very sort of unexpected situation that we had there, just because it was so out of left field, I think, for both of us.
Oh, amazing. That's a great way to meet. And yeah, an amazing love story. If I could like take you back to the beginning for a moment, actually, am I right in believing you started playing piano at 5 years old?
Yep, around 5 years old, I started playing piano. And then shortly after, I started writing music. It couldn't have been that long, probably 6 or 7. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, till I was about 9 years old, and then moved to Long Island, where I went to performing arts school, got really involved in theater, And then I'd say by high school, I was in New York City and working like 4 and 5 hours a day on music after school. It's always been sort of like the one thing I just adore. I love it. So I've been working on it a really long time.
I know that you're a huge Lady Gaga fan, and you know you've dedicated your song Gaga to her. She's one of Diva's favorite bisexual icons. What does Lady Gaga represent for you, and how did it feel when she tweeted about the song?
I mean, Lady Gaga for me represents just sort of the ultimate form of like self-expression and self-acceptance. I think she's been such a wonderful role model to the community. I love all of what she stands for and all of the work she's done to, you know, help make this world a safer and better place for those who might feel a little bit different. You know, I've been a fan of Gaga probably since I was, went back when she came out. So I was probably 7 or 8 years old. It's been a really long time. So when I saw that tweet, you know, her Instagram story, I remember just like crying, because it was such a full circle moment for me, you know, going from like looking up to somebody for years and years to that same person kind of endorsing something that I'm doing. That was pretty crazy. I don't think I'll ever have an experience like that again, because I think it just, it meant something just really special, very different, just because I'd loved her for so long.
And now your music touches so many people. And I know that a lot of LGBTQI listeners really love your song Red in particular. Am I right in believing that this is the first time you openly addressed your sexuality in music?
Yeah, that was the first song I ever wrote about my sexuality. It sort of goes off the theme of like the rainbow and red being the first color. So the song Red is about like me taking sort of my first steps on that journey. Yeah, it's a really special song. I've gone on to write a lot in regards to sort of sexual identity after Red, but it definitely marks the first song, and it's a special one. It was definitely one that I was nervous to put out, but it was very well received, and I think it's one of the most streamed from Black Box, so it's funny that I was nervous to put it out.
We're so pleased that you did. I know that you've been open with your experiences of things like bullying and your mental health. And I know it might not be a happy memory, so don't worry if you don't feel comfortable talking about it. But am I right in believing that you were like outed by an ex-girlfriend during school? And then would you be comfortable talking about the experience of kind of not being able to come out on your own terms?
Yeah, I mean, it's been so long now that I'm already talking about it. But yeah, I was 14 years old. I was in a relationship with someone who was much older than me. And yeah, she essentially outed me to my entire school. And it was not something that I was ready for at all. I remember seeing the photos online. It was like a social media post, and that's sort of how she did it. Yeah, it was really terrible. I feel awful for anybody who hasn't, or who doesn't get control of their own narrative. I feel like, you know, it's such an invasion of privacy. But I also think there's lots of great ways to sort of reclaim, you know, your own story and your sexuality and things like that. Like for me, Red, the song's a great example of a way that like I went to sort of like reclaim that energy and that part of my life. I also think that if you're a bystander at all, and you know someone is gonna out someone else, you know, please say something. I see it all the time, you know, just in my industry, where people whisper, people talk about other people a lot. And sexuality is definitely one of those things that people speculate quite a bit on. And it's like, it's nobody's business, really. And I think that people forget that aside from just sexuality, we're all just like people trying to figure it out in the world. So it's really important to not take that experience away from somebody and or share before they're ready to.
Pot Diva.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pod Diva.
And then I could tell as well through listening to your music and watching your interviews that you're so invested in helping younger people with their own self-esteem and their own journeys. I'd love to know a little bit about Black Box Project and what sparked you wanting to create this space.
So blackboxproject.org is something that I created because I spent so much time as a young person on the internet and just, you know, throughout like middle school, high school, just searching for answers to all these questions that I had about myself. And there really was no resources out there. There wasn't answers out there. I was left pretty helpless and pretty frustrated. And so within blackboxproject.org, I partnered with Jazz Robbins, who is an incredible therapist. She's absolutely wonderful. And Jazz broke down and walked through the 12 really important sort of topics and takeaways from my album Black Box. And those included body dysmorphia, anxiety, trauma, depression. There was a list of 12, and Jazz sort of goes in, breaks all these things down, explains from a, you know, a real doctor's perspective what they are, and is just a wonderful sort of resource, I think, for kids. So I essentially created blackboxproject.org because it's something that I wish that I had when I was younger. And hopefully we can continue to grow it and provide more resources over time. We also have, you know, some work that we've done with other organizations that are a little bit more established, like the Born This Way Foundation or Teen Line. So yeah, it's a place, you know, I want kids to feel safe going there, and I want them to feel like they can find answers to the questions that are maybe not anything that they want to talk to someone else about.
Yeah, such a valuable tool. And yeah, I wish it existed when I was younger too. And then are you working on any other like projects that you can tell Diva readers about?
Yeah, I am. My second album, Pillbox, is rolling out right now. So that's sort of my main focus. Track 7, Moment, has been out now, and that's really exciting. We're about halfway through the album process. I'm rolling every single song out as a single with a corresponding music video, and it tells kind of a linear story again, just like Black Box did. So those are coming all the way through the summertime. So definitely be on the lookout for those, and yeah, check out the music for sure.
When it comes to like your music videos, what's the most important thing to you that you want viewers to take away from them?
I think the story is very important. When I sort of go to create or write a song. I always consider it like storytelling, but with a melody kind of thing. And so when I'm cultivating and sort of creating those videos, making sure that story and the messaging still is shining through and really remaining a focus point is really important to me. I mean, yeah, we have a lot of fun with all of the visuals and the costumes and the outfits and everything like that. But at the core, I just want to really make sure that the song and its message is being honored.
You've achieved so much in your career, but I know that you've done some fantastic covers as well, kind of as like your origin story on YouTube. So like your Take Me to Church cover has now over 25 million views. Are there any songs by queer artists you'd love to cover that you haven't had the chance to yet?
Oh gosh. I think that someone that I've really been loving in the last two people actually that I can think of, but Girl in Red is absolutely great, and I would definitely want to cover something by her and Fletcher as well. I actually have known about Fletcher for like years and years now, but it's really amazing to see, you know, her sort of breaking into really big mainstream success. I think that's awesome. It's great visibility and representation. So those are the first two that come to mind right away.
Great choices. Yeah, like I said, you've already achieved so much, but where would you like to see yourself either professionally or personally in 5 years?
Well, I'll be 21 here in, I think, a few weeks now. So, or actually when this airs, I'll already be 21. But I have a Madison Square Garden countdown that's been on my phone since I was 13 years old. And I set it up at 13, and 25 felt very far away when I was 13. And now it does not feel far away at all. So that clock is ticking. You know, I think that I am certainly going to work as hard as someone possibly can to hopefully, you know, see that clock come to life and be able to do that. But, you know, I think it's definitely a very big goal. And if I haven't accomplished it by 25, I definitely will at some point. I just won't put a timer on it. But just for fun, that is my sort of 5-year mark.
Pod Diva.
Thank you for listening to Pod Diva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.